Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Hope everybody's had a good week. Tuesday, August the 7th. Glad to be back again for another episode of Health Talk Radio. Hope everybody's been having a productive week. Hope everything has been going good. You're living your dreams, you're living your passion, you're doing things that you feel that's going to sustain you, that's going to make you do the things you do. And it's been a really good week for me. I actually, thought about, of course, what I'm going to do with the show. And I was in a chiropractor yesterday and just laying on the table, getting traction. And I had some thoughts come through. And then I started taking some notes on them and realized that, there's a lot of things that we lose over the time in our life. And when I say lose, I'm talking about our ability to want to go and continue to fight for the things we believe in, continue to fight for the things that we're passionate about. And it made me raise this question in my mind. And I put a poll out. Nobody really answered it, I think about two people. But the poll was had to do with us. And I thought about it from a perspective of humans as well as animals. And I thought about it in the sense of, why are we born as babies? We could be born as adults, or we could be born as toddlers. And then, because you think about it in the animal kingdom, there's several animals that are born, and within hours of their life, they have to be able to run, they have to be able to feed, hunt. I mean, they got to be able to do it all. And then, certain animals are need their parent, but not quite as long as humans. And that, a year or so or whatever, and they're on their own. And granted, animals' life expectancy is shorter and all of that, but I thought about it on a level from looking at it from instinct and nature. In nature, there's a given instinct. An animal cannot say, I'm going to have a bad day today. They don't grow up like that. They don't think like that. An animal is born, and all he knows is survival. All she knows is survival. So they know they have to eat. They know they have to find food. But they don't have the ability of choice to say, you know what, I don't feel like giving 100% today. When that lion is running down that zebra, it doesn't say, man, I don't really feel like running. It goes full flat out, and it doesn't think about anything, and it'll run until it can't run anymore. And either it'll catch it or it won't, but it's not because it didn't try. And the same thing for that gazelle. That gazelle says, man, I'm going to just let that lion eat me up today, or I hope to get away. No, they run for their life. And so when we look at our own selves, we lose that ability at some point in time. And I said, why are we born as babies? Because I feel like if we were born any older, we wouldn't understand the ability that we have to just go get it. I liken it and take it all the way back to birth. We're babies and we're getting fed. If you're getting fed through a bottle or what have you, you struggle to hold that bottle and it'll fall in your face, and then some point in time, you'll get your hands wrapped around it and you're able to hold it like you need to hold it, and you hold it up and you get to drink. And then there's other times as we, progress through life, and I'm just trying to get my notes here. And so the reason why I feel like we start as babies, because we have to start at a stage where we don't know anything. And when you don't know anything, and you have to learn everything, it's an amazing feat. And you don't just not do it because you don't feel like it. You don't have a choice. And, babies and toddlers is the time that we are the most fearless in life. And I tell you this, I told you about the bottle. We can't hold a bottle, so we continue to try to hold that bottle until we can hold it on our own. You watch a baby try to roll over, they barely move any then at some point in time they roll over, but they don't quit. They don't say, man, I'll never be able to do this. Our parents are encouraging us to do it. Come on, baby, roll over, roll over. Finally, they roll over and we get the biggest applause and all of those particular things. And then when we try to start crawling, we inch along, we figure out how to crawl. We don't really know what to do. We flat on our stomach, our legs are just kicking, our hands are flailing, and we got to figure it out. And at some point in time, the crawl just starts. But why? It's because we don't give up. We keep going. We keep practicing. We keep working at it. And we get there. And then when it's time to start getting ready to learn to walk, we don't get up and just start walking. You stand up, you hold on to something, and you watch a baby hold on to something, and they don't even move. They just hold on to it. And they're just trying to get their bearings straight. And then they go to take a step, and when they get uncomfortable, they sit down and say, man, okay, that got me a little bit. But they don't just quit there. They get back and they go find, they crawl over to the table or chair again, or our mom and dad's leg, and they pull themselves up and they study themselves. They look around and we give them kudos and encouragement. And then finally they start to move around the table. They're still holding on to it, but they move around the table just to study themselves, just to have that brace. And then at some point in time, you know, they start to take one hand off the table. They still fall down, but they get back up. This is ingrained in us. This is an instinctive thing within us. And when you then can let that hand go and start walking away from that table, the baby will walk away from the table. They got their arms up, out, just doing anything they can do to keep their balance. Then they'll fall down. And they fall so hard, and we're like, oh, man. And I remember when my son would fall, I'd just start clapping and saying, yeah, and he'd look up at me and start smiling, and because I don't want him to think that something happened. It's part of life. We fall. And when you smile and you fall and you look up and you get up and you start walking again, and finally they start walking until we stop clapping. You know, when they first start walking, they take those couple steps. Now that baby can walk and get anywhere it wants. And long after we stop clapping, they still walking. And they on their own. And then they get up a little bit bigger and they want to be independent. And time to learn how to ride a bike. And we put the training wheels on. And we leave the training wheels on. Sometimes too long, sometimes maybe not long enough. But either way, we leave the training wheels on. Why? Because we need that support. We need to be able to know that we're independent, but at the same time have that support on either side. And once we know we got that support, then what we do, we'll take one training wheel off and say, okay, well, I know I can't lean too far to the right because I'm going to fall over there. So we lean to the left, and then we start to bear on that. And then finally we take the training wheels off. And mom and dad got to hold the seat, and they hold the seat, and we go, and we fall. We say, man, we don't say we're not going to keep going. We say, let's get back on. Try again. And we get back on the bike, and finally we're riding, and the handlebars are going like this. We can't even keep it straight at all. And we're twiddling all over the place, and we might fall, or we might overcorrect too much and fall. And we think, man, we almost got it. We almost there. We're almost there. And then finally you start riding again, and you can just get to where you can keep it steady enough to ride straight. You're still all over the place, but you're riding straight enough that you don't fall. We still can't make any turns yet, but we're still riding. And then at some point in that ride, we get comfortable. And once we get comfortable in that ride, then we feel we can turn. And the first time we go to turn, we turn too sharp, and then we overcorrect it back, and then the bike jackknifes on us. Then we fall over. And we put one, but then we know, okay, let's put one foot down. Just so the whole bike don't fall and I don't fall. And then after that, we get back on. We start turning. We start moving. And we get that applause. We get that recognition. And then after that, we go swimming, and depending on how old you are, I learned to swim at 3 or 4 years old. I think the closer you are to a baby, the more comfortable you are in the water and just swimming, because like you just came out of a pool, hypothetically speaking. But you get in that water, and depending on how old you are, the older you get, the more afraid of the water you are, especially if you can't swim. In 3 feet of water, you're scared to stand up because you think something's going to happen to you. And you're only in 3 feet. You get in 5 feet of water, but you're 6 feet tall and you think you're going to drown. Just stand up. But when you teach somebody to swim, you don't just throw them in the water and teach them to swim. Why? Because you scare them. You have to take it easy. You have to let them get comfortable with the water. And then after you get comfortable with the water, you're able to put your face in the water. You can blow bubbles. You can do different things. Then we say, okay, let's take a few strokes. Let's just learn how to kick with our legs. And we do that, and we feel the movement. Let's just learn how to move with our arms. Then we can get that down, and it's, okay, well, let's breathe in the water. And then we finally get that down, and we start treading more. And so all the time as a child, there are places in our life where we are always advancing, and there's always that level of encouragement. And then once you get it, it's that sense of accomplishment. But there's always more. You learn to swim one way, but then you want to do another stroke. You learn to ride your bike with both hands, then you learn how to ride it with one hand. Then you learn how to ride it with no hand. And then with life, we go through life and we hit a stumble. Or we want to do something. We want to be great. We have that passion. And as a child, there's no passion like a child. A child will beg you for that toy every single day of the week and twice on Sunday. And either we give in and give it to them, or we have a really, really good reason why they can't have whatever it is. But even at that, they're not happy about it. But you tell them, let's do this, let's do that, and you can earn that. And they work towards it. But then when they say, you know what, Mom or Dad, I want to jump out of an airplane. Oh, no, that's too dangerous. You shouldn't do that. You fall and your parachute don't open. You're going to die. And do you know we could have died in that pool when we were learning how to swim? Do you know we could have flipped off of that bicycle and cracked our – and I know that one for a fact because my son flipped off of his bicycle over the handlebars, scarred his entire face up. And you know what? Even to this day, it was wonderful. It's a wonderful thing that he knew to put his helmet on. But even to this moment, today, he'll ride down that same hill, and he's like, I don't really want to go too fast. Is that fear that set in, or is he smarter? I don't know. But I tell him, you ride down that hill, and you just control it, and you have in your mind that everything is going to be all right. And at some point in time, he'll get there. He rides a little bit faster each time, but he's 8 now. And so when I realize, when they say you have up until a child is 7 years old to mold them and to give them, because that sponge is saturated, that sponge is ready to be saturated. And if you can saturate it with positivity and saturate it with good things and encouragement, that's what will stay in there. That's what they'll draw from at that time when they get older. But as adults, we get beat down. And when we look back on it, we can sometimes pick out the date and the time that it happened where that shift started to happen, where we don't have that get up and go back to get on the bike anymore. We don't have that let's go back and try this water again. And this could be in our careers. This can be in our businesses. This can be in relationships. This can be in any facet of our life. If you liken it to a bicycle, if you liken it to walking, you have to be uncomfortable. And then you study yourself. And then at some point in time in that study, you get comfortable and you can move a little bit further. And then once you get moving that little bit further, that's uncomfortable. And once that gets comfortable, then you move a little bit further. See, the one thing that I realize is that we lose the ability in life through experiences, through life's chances, through being told no thousands and thousands and thousands of times, to being told stop thousands and thousands and thousands of times, we lose that ability to continue to move once we get comfortable. And that's something that I realize within myself when I look at my bank account, when I look at some of the habits that I have, when I look at certain places that I felt like I've become stagnant. Because it's easy. Fear keeps us safe. And most people just want to be safe. We have an alarm system on our homes. We lock our doors. Some people carry guns. Some people have guns in their home. Everything is driven around safety. We don't want to be afraid. But on the other side of our passion is that mountain of fear. And we get to a point where we don't want to conquer that mountain. And see, because we're not like animals, where if it's a wolf and there's a pack of sheep at the top of that hill, that wolf is going to take that hill, or those huskies going to take that hill, and they're going to run in packs until they get to the top of it. And they don't care how uncomfortable it is. They don't care how much snow is on it. They don't care about the terrain. They see a goal at the top of that hill. And as adults, we see the goal. We know what we want to do. We know where we want to be. All we see. We see the goal, but then when it's time to start taking the hill, the obstacles get in the way. And once we get to an obstacle, that's uncomfortable. And so we'll say, well, we'll just sit back and I'm going to work this job for another year and go back and try to do this. I'm going to keep this car for a little bit longer and hope I can get through. I'm going to write that book just as soon as I get to where I can get comfortable and the kids get back in school. Fear that holds us back. And once we get into it, and I had this conversation yesterday, when you realize that you get into something, you get through it, and you look back, you're like, man, that wasn't even that bad. But before that, you're like, I don't know how I'm going to pay the rent this month. I don't know where I'm going to get money to get groceries from. I don't know how I'm going to get to work. I don't have a vehicle. I don't know how I'm going to make my payroll. I don't know how I'm going to get this equipment for my business, whatever it might be. And we never know how we make it. And then we get right up to the day of it, and something happens. We get money come in, or somebody calls us, or somebody don't call us. And it might take 2 or 3 days longer, but somehow we get through it. It may take a month longer, but then we look back on it a couple of weeks later. We're like, man, we made it through. And if you look at all the times in life that we were so uncomfortable, we were so beat down, we didn't think we were going to make it, just look back on the time before and know that you made it. And one of the biggest lessons that I'm learning in life is the reason why you should enjoy every day. Because for me, I'm one of those people that's super goal-oriented, and I'm not satisfied until I get to that goal. I don't need no recognition. You don't need to pat me on the back. I see the goal, and I'm going to get there. And I understand that some may take longer than others. Okay, that's fine, but I'm not stopping. And I don't need you to pat me on my back. This is something that I'm supposed to do. But through that, you don't have fun. And that's one of the things that I've noticed within myself is you don't have fun, and you just want things to be in place to get to the goal. But you still going to encounter obstacles. You're still going to encounter things. But if you take the positivity and the fun with you, that's the bridge to get you over that obstacle. It's fun and passion is the bridge and the opportunity just to be able to build that bridge of happiness or positivity. Don't even have to be happiness, but positivity, that mindset, that's the bridge to get you over obstacles. Because you're going to have the obstacle, whether you're positive or whether you're negative. The obstacle's coming. It's life. The same wind blows on us all. The same rain blows on us all. Some days you have an umbrella, some days you don't. But I tell you what, if that wind is blowing on you, or that life is beating you down and you're negative about it, that ain't going to stop the beating, but it's going to seem like it just takes so much longer to get when you feel like you're on that upswing. But if you're positive about it, and damn sure you're going to be negative. There are certain moments in that positivity that you're going to be negative where you feel like you just, man, like, how much longer is this going to take? And you have those moments to check in with yourself. But if you try to maintain a positive mindset, that bridge will get you over that obstacle. The spirituality that you may have, whether you're praying or whether you're meditating or whether you're fasting, those things are all within. And that's one thing, you know, I felt like about my book. I haven't finished. It's supposed to have been done. It's called LIFE, acronym, Look Inside for Everything. Because the greatest things about us lie within inside of us. Everything has been put in us to be great. That instinct, that killer instinct to say, you know what, we're going to crush this. Because if it's a deadline at work, we meet it. If it means your bonus at work, you mean it. But if it's a book for yourself, or if it's getting that business started for yourself, or if it's taking your business to the next level for yourself, oh, yeah, we get uncomfortable and we just walk away from it. And so we have it in us because we'll do it. They tell you they're getting ready to cut your gas off and you got to go and do something to get the money to get your gas on or stay on. You'll figure it out. When they tell you Black Friday is coming and all these sales are coming, but all year you haven't had any money. But Black Friday comes and you got $600-$700 to take out Black Friday shopping because you want to make the sales. But yet we can't do it when it's not that big of a deal, when we just know we need it today to day, when the light bill is due or when life is due and you got to make that deposit from an inside standpoint. We come up short. We don't have it. And it's almost like we're okay with not having it. But on other things, we find a way, stability, to be able to do that when we need to do it. Instead of learning how to do it when we want to do it, you can always turn it on and leave it on. And so that's one of the big things that I felt myself learning yesterday. In the sense of why are we born as babies? We have to be born that way because that's the only way that we're going to get and have the ability to be able to learn and go through the experiences that we need to go through to make ourselves greater. Because nobody says, oh, well, your child isn't walking. I know he's tried. He tried twice and fell. So, you know, how long are we going to give him? Oh, we'll give him two more falls, and if he falls twice, two more times and doesn't start walking, we're just going to give up on it. We'll just buy a stroller or buy a wheelchair, and we'll just push him around for the rest of his life. He can't walk. I know he's tried, but he can't walk, so we're not going to worry about it. And that doesn't happen. We encourage them. We push them until they get it. They ride that bike. They fall off. We don't say, oh, take the bike and sell it. He'll never learn. No, we keep telling them. We keep encouraging them. But as adults, that goes away. And so at some point in time, we got to either find that within ourselves, one, and two, we have to surround ourselves with people who are on that same wavelength, who are doing those same things. The level of positivity, the level of spirituality. We can be all in different businesses, but if we all on a crash course to our life and our goal and our passion, those are the people you need to be around. Because there are days that we have challenging days and we have growing days. But there should never be a day that we quit. There'll be plenty of days we fail. But once you quit, there's no going back. And if you quit, starting over something is even harder. So, you know, that was a powerful thing to me, and I learned a lot from it. When I thought about it yesterday, I actually had to start writing, and that's one of the things when I get a lot of good information or I have something infiltrate my brain and I can think about it longer than about a minute or two, I have to start writing. And so I write a lot. I text myself a lot. As things come up, as things progress. And one of the next topics that I wish I had a chance to get into now that I'm excited about, but it's probably going to be next week's topic, is talking about breakthrough and why is it called that. A lot of times the etymology of certain words are powerful and amazing. When you look at words, it's amazing. And we hear words, but do we actually look at the words and understand what those words mean? in the greater scheme of things. And that's one of the reasons why I named my book Life, Look Inside for Everything. If you look up the word look, that means to see, that means to have vision inside the eye in life. Inside, you look inside, you look deep inside. What is that inner vision that we have? What is that inner most gut feeling that we have that we know that we're supposed to be pushing and doing? That's what we got to look for when we look inside. And everything, the word everything, that's infinity, that's limitless. So you look inside for everything. And if you start inside, because like I say, your steps have been ordered. Your life has been ordered. So when you look inside, everything is there that you need for that particular passion. And so you just start pulling it out inside. You look inside for everything. Life is an inside-out game. And when we look at it from that aspect, then the outside doesn't seem as overwhelming. So that's one of the biggest things, that focusing on ourselves and on the inside of ourselves, and stop looking outward so much. Stop looking at other people. Stop looking at other things. Start looking at your own story, which is written on the inside of you. Again, that was powerful for me, and I hope that somebody out here found value in it, and I hope that it helped. But these are little things that I swear they helped me, and when I get on here on Tuesday and look in this camera, I'm looking directly at myself. So now I can think about something, I can write it down, and then I get here on Tuesdays and I can have a conversation in front of the mirror with myself. And you guys that join, I appreciate it. John, it was good to see you. Thanks for joining. And everybody else who's joined, I appreciate it, because that lets me know that, one, I'm bringing value to your life, but two, it lets me know that the conversation that I'm having with myself is relevant, because you like it. You comment, whatever the case may be. So it's 6:30. We do 30 minutes. But until next week, I definitely appreciate it. I look forward to seeing you all back here again. I love you. And if you're going through a storm, like I'm sure we all are at some different points in time in our life, just got to keep going. And there may be things we can't do. There may be things that won't happen at that point in time, but we got to keep going, because that passion and that prize is on the other side of that obstacle. And that's why we have to celebrate each obstacle that we pass over. We have to celebrate the moments that we get gratitude, that we get recognition. Why? Because that's the bridge to get us to the next one. So I'll talk to you guys next week. Good night.